Hi, this is Richard K. Allison, your host for Sunday Night. And this evening, we bring you an encore performance of a previous Sunday Night broadcast. If you've never listened to Sunday Night before, I know you'll enjoy it. You'll hear music, drama, humor. You'll laugh. You'll cry. I bet you'll even say amen once or twice. So sit back and enjoy an encore performance of Sunday Night.
This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me.
It's our theme song, This World Is Not My Home.
Well, what's all this beckoning about?
We're trying to start our radio program.
And I'm minding my own business, working the overnight desk, normally a very quiet shift. Now, here in the Twin Cities, nothing ever really happens, and all of a sudden, I get this beckoning call.
Beckoning. So I'm running
what do you mean, beckon?
Rich, I think he's talking about the words in the theme song, The Angels Beckon Me.
Exactly. Thank you, young man. I was saying, I was working the overnight shift when all of a sudden I get this beckoning call. Well, the boss says beckoning calls are top priority, like the prayers of children, but we're not supposed to get any emergency calls on Sunday nights, not in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Excuse me, I don't think I know you. Are you with campus security here?
Campus security. Now, do I look like a retired Baptist minister to you?
No. Well, who are you then?
Who am I? G-A-S-E, 777-1452.
Thank Which you makes you what?
It makes me Guardian Angel Special Events, serial number 777-1452.
You're an angel?
A Guardian Angel, thank you.
Oh, I
see. This is radio, the world of make-believe, and you want your audience here and on radio land to believe that this is one of your little stories and I'm one of your little actors. Well, it's not, and I'm not. I'm an angel in the form of a man, yes, but that's not to create a disturbance on my day off when I visit the Mall of the Americas.
Okay. Should we know you? I mean, are you mentioned in the Bible or anything? What's your name?
Lo.
What?
Lo, the angel of the Lord. You remember the shepherds keeping watch, etc.? Well, that was me. Lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them.
Hi, your name is Lo?
Yes, the angel of the Lord. You see, I was with special events even back then. Well, we got a call, birth announcement, standard raiment, dress warm, Bethlehem. So we assembled the singing heavenlies and dropped in on the shepherds.
What did you sing?
The birthday song.
The birthday song?
The birthday song, you know, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, dear Emmanuel, happy birthday to you. But we sang in Aramaic. English is not God's first language.
Now, wait a minute. You saw the birth of Christ?
And Noah.
What did you do there?
I was the archangel.
Ooh.
Sorry, just a little angel humor. So I guess there's no emergency here. They told me when I transferred here from Tulsa that there's hardly ever spiritual emergencies in St. Paul, especially on Sunday nights.
About
the worst one can expect is a Northwestern or Bethel College student contemplating switching from being a Baptist to being a Presbyterian, something like that.
Would you like to stay and watch us do our show, Lo?
Well, yes, maybe I could just sit backstage and listen.
Sure.
I won't interrupt anymore, unless, of course, there's a spiritual or theological emergency.
Great. Okay. Thank you. Mr. Donnelly?
The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend like you.
That's right.
And heaven's not my home, and Lord, what would I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Yes, it's time for another Sunday Night. I'm your host, Richard K. Allison, and we've got another doozy for you this evening. Jeff S. Miller and his refreshment committee, Mike Pierce Donnelly and the New American Standard Band, and special guests tonight from Uganda, the singers, actors, and dancers of Impact International, and from Pasadena, California, actor, writer, lecturer, fount of wisdom, and now guardian angel Craig McNair Wilson. Wow, all of that and no cable charge. So turn off the TV, my friends, turn on the gray matter, and get ready for something different.
This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world.
Joel, thank you very much. And welcome to another exciting attempt at Sunday night. We are so glad that you have decided to share your evening with us, you here in Maranatha Hall on the campus of Northwestern College in St. Paul, Minnesota. Thank you for joining us, and for you at home or in your car or your garage or your yard by the pool, wherever it might be, thanks for turning on your radio and spending some time with us. We think you will agree that it will be time well spent. It is a beautiful day here in the Twin Cities. It's been two beautiful days. It is fitting that this evening should be sort of an angelic visitation, because it's been like heaven the last couple of days. And of course, being springtime, a young doctoral candidate's mind naturally turns to obscure madrigals. Jeff Miller is with us, and you've been doing some rummaging around in the musty old back rooms of the library.
Well, that's right. You know, springtime brings to mind madrigals, you know, those wonderful, harmonious songs about spring and love. Well,
They're old songs, a thousand
years old or so.
Sure. Yeah.
Go back to the Middle Ages. Well, I was looking at some, and I came upon some very, very unusual ones. Hmm. But it struck me that these demonstrate how little things have changed
really?
Over the last thousands of years, yes.
You mean they are pertinent to our life here now in the 20th century?
Absolutely.
Amazing. We need to hear these.
Well, here we go. Now that winter's done.
And now that winter's done, outside to have some fun. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, in the warm and gentle sun. It's time to watch ball players and time to shed some layers. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. If last year's swimsuits aren't betrayers.
Aha. Yeah, see? Even back then, swimsuits.
Yeah.
Now, concerned about those things.
This one, I think any mother contemplating what's coming up in the spring and summer will appreciate.
All right.
Weep, O mine eyes, as we see thy eyes. Weep, O mine eyes, as we see thy eyes. Weep, O mine eyes, as we see thy eyes. Weep, O mine eyes, do not cease, do not cease. Kids have no,
when kids have no,
when kids have no, no, no more, no more school, school on the morrow.
Yes, yeah, I see what you mean. Any mother's going to identify with
and
that.
And now this one, anyone who has a lawn or a garden or perhaps even a new lawnmower is going to appreciate.
Hmm.
Springtime is in my garden, sir.
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 The bulbs and seeds all have their bird.
The bulbs and seeds all have
their bird. The bulbs and seeds all have their bird.
Their bird.
Green leaflets poke up through.
Green leaflets poke up through.
Jeff Miller.
Excuse me.
Who would have thought that even today...
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Yes?
I just have one question.
Oh, lo, the angel of the Lord.
Thank you.
Back with us. Thank you.
Just one question.
No, feel free.
One-piece or two-piece? The bathing suits.
Tell me, is this a spiritual emergency?
Oh, not for me, but... No, just personal question, Richard.
I see. Well, I really don't know. I think bathing suit, as it were, is a matter of personal choice.
Oh, I do, too. I do. Yeah. It doesn't hurt to ask. Carry on.
Thank you. See, we are delighted... As you can hear, our audience already knows who is going to be with us in our next segment, Alex Makulu and his group from Uganda. Alex, it's wonderful to have you here with us again. This is a return engagement for your group. Do you remember the last time you were here? I don't know if you remember. You know, you do so many things and travel all over the world and are so famous you probably don't even remember being on our show, do you?
No, I remember this particular.
Do you really?
This is one of the places we can never forget.
Well, thank you. I don't think I'll probe into that. I'll just let it stand as it is. You've been very busy for the last few years since you've been with us last, and you are currently on a tour in the United States. Mm-hmm. Tell us, Alex, your group, as I said, you're from Uganda. You have been a drama instructor, professor, director, producer in your native country of Uganda for how many years?
15 years now.
15.
Yes.
And have done a lot of productions. You train this group and bring this group. What are the goals of your group? What are you trying to do? Why are you here?
One of the goals, the real goal, is to bring hope both to the people that see what we do and to our own selves, especially to our country. For the last 30 years, we have been in a depression, and we want to change that. But on this tour, the goal is to change the image which the Western world has about Uganda.
And what do you think that image is? How do you find us viewing Uganda?
Well, you view Uganda from what you see in the National Geographic, magazine, and what you see on the media, the bad things that happen in our countries, what you see on your televisions.
You've had some very troubling times in the last couple of decades, and it's...
Yes. But we believe that we passed through those troubling times to be better people. Hmm. But we are not supposed to look at that, and cry over our shoulders that... we are what we are because of what we have passed through, but we think we are now strong and we are able to build a better place for ourselves.
So this is an opportunity for you to share that with the world. I mean, you really are literally traveling around the world, aren't you? What other countries will you be going to, or have you gone to?
We have been in more than 20 states, and when we go back, we go for 1 week in Uganda, and then we go to Europe to be in Vienna, and we go to Sweden, we go to London, then we go back to Uganda around October.
Okay.
Then work in Uganda to the end of the year.
Well, that's wonderful. It's so good to understand what it's about, how victorious you are feeling in the country of Uganda now, and we're delighted that you're here to share that message with us. You're going to sing a song for us, right? You're going to do a number of musical numbers for us this evening, and we'll... let you go ahead with your first one.
Okay.
All right, take it away.
Kanemu kanga pilika fumba
kanemu
kacha koko me malaka cha
kanga kwalo malaka cha kanga kwalo
kanemu kanga pilika fumba
kanemu
kacha koko me malaka cha
kanga
kwalo malaka cha
kanga kwalo fumba cha kamesa ta
kamesa ta
mula
wali wekubabo
Alex Mukulu and Impact International. That's great. That was great. What a talented group of people. Alex, that song, what was it about? I mean, forgive us for not having provided, you know, instantaneous translation, but maybe you could just give us a hint of what the song is about.
Well, this is a folk song, actually, which is directed to children, and it's about a mother who sings and looks for her daughter who has been eaten up by gorillas or chimpanzees. And she goes to look for the kid, and these chimpanzees tell her that the one with a very big belly is the one who has the kid in the belly. So they say that you have to cut off the small finger from the chimpanzee, and if you cut that finger off, the kid will come out of the belly. So she did that, and she got the kid back.
What a sweet little story, isn't it? Oh, wow. Well, I'm glad I asked, Alex. Now, this next one's going to be in English, though, right?
Yes, this one is going to be in English. It's I Saw an Angel.
All right, take it away.
I seen an angel praising. Hallelujah, I'll sing my song and praise my song. Sing praises to the Lord, singing a new song.
Cha-cha-cha, ding-a-ding-a-dance. I've seen an angel.
Thank you, Alex. They'll be back. Oh, great. See, it's time now for a tune from Mike Donnelly and the New American Standard Band. What have you got for us this evening, Mike?
Actually, Rich, I was wondering, could I ask something of our guest, Lo, the angel of the Lord?
Oh, right here.
Yo, Lo.
Yes, now, Michael.
Listen, do you have a band in heaven?
Well... we do have a group of gospel accordion players who meet Thursday nights. Actually, accordion players who have passed on. But that, you know, the good news about the accordion is you can't take it with you.
Well, look, we'd like to audition for you.
Oh, you know, funny you should mention that because, you see, just I think it was a week or so ago, all of us guardian angels received a memo to be on the lookout for bands to play for the Second Coming.
The Second Coming, is that soon?
Oh, no, there's no date yet. Well, at least there's no hour or day. Well, anyway, but a committee has been set up, and what are you fellows going to play?
Well, in honor of you, Angels from the Realms of Glory.
The Realms of Glory? I don't think I know that neighborhood, but fire away. I'll listen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Michael Pierce Donnelly and the New American Standard Band say there's lots more to come on this edition of Sunday Night, so stay tuned. You're listening to Sunday Night. Thank you. Thank you, and welcome back to Sunday Night. I'm your host, Richard K. Allison. Say, if you would like to write to us here at Sunday Night, you can. And here's how you do it. You write to Sunday Night, 3003 North Snelling Avenue, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55113. You know, I'd like to, I wish, is that Angel still around? Lo, are you still here? Somebody, oh, yes, yes, there he is. I wanted to ask you, Mr. Lo, you must get a lot of mail in heaven. How is that handled?
We use voicemail, Richard.
Ah, voicemail.
Uh-huh. Yes, in fact, we were the first voicemail system in the first anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, the real problem is not the enormous number of calls, you might say, that we get, but then we get thousands of calls all at the same time, all at once.
Oh, did you have a special unit of angels taking the calls?
No, no.
I mean, how was that handled?
No, no, no. Just one person, the boss. He's a very good listener.
The boss? You mean God?
That's right. Jehovah God.
Does he speak several foreign languages?
Oh, he speaks all major languages. Chinese, Spanish, French, German, Japanese, English, Arabic, Hebrew, Hindi, Urdu, rap, heavy metal, Southern Baptist, and Swedish.
Uh-huh. Does God have a favorite language to listen to prayers in?
You know, I once heard him remark that that prayers from children get through first.
Huh. That's great.
No, Richard, that's God. Huh. And if children are praying, you can be sure that we'll be watching over you.
That sounds like a music cue to me.
It does?
Yeah.
You say, I'm beginning to like this show business.
Thank you, Lo.
Angels watching over me, every move I make. Angels watching over me.
Between the watchmen, Peter tried to sleep, but beyond the wall, an endless prayer was lifted for his keep. Then a light cut through the darkness of a lonely prison cell, and the chains that bound the man of God just opened up and fell. And running to his people before the break of day, there was only one thing on his mind, only one thing to say.
Watching over me, every move I make. Angels watching over me. God, his angels watching over me, every step I take. Angels watching over me.
God only knows the times my life's been threatened just today. A reckless car ran out of gas before it ran my way. Near me lead me home. But I know they're all around me, all day and through the night. When the enemy is closing in, I sometimes know they fight. To keep my feet from falling, I'll never run away. And if you're asking what's protecting me, you're gonna hear me say,
angels watching over me, every move I make. Angels watching over me. God, his angels watching over me, every step I take. Angels watching over me. Angels watching over me, every move I make. Angels watching over me. God, his angels watching over me, every step I take. Angels watching over me.
Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie.
Can you believe it? Two Stephanies in the whole freshman class, and we end up roommates.
I can believe it, all right. I've been praying that God would give me absolutely the best roommate I could possibly have for my first year at college. And I know he wants me to have a terrific year, so I knew he'd answer my prayer.
Hey, nice car.
I know. Isn't it gorgeous? When I first saw this car in the showroom, I just fell in love with it. But it was a little out of my price range, so I'm going, oh, Lord, pretty please, pretty please, pretty please.
It must have worked.
Yeah. I got a great deal, and my dad makes the payments. Have you seen the curtains I bought for the room?
Yeah, I like them.
Oh, good. I was in the store, saw them, fell in love with them. I'm going, oh, Lord, is this what I should do? Is Stephanie going to like them? Will this color bring glory to you?
Seems like a good choice to me. They look real nice. Say, I may be going home this weekend. You want to ride with me?
Ooh, that sounds tempting. Let me pray about that. I don't know what God wants me to do this weekend.
Okay, just let me know. Hey there, I hear Bubba asked you to homecoming.
Oh, yes! You know, I met him during orientation week, and I just fell in love with him. I thought, no way is this guy going to be interested in me. So I'm going, oh, Lord, I need a miracle here. Help him to notice me. Pretty please, pretty please, pretty please. He asked me at breakfast. Isn't that romantic?
Just like in the movies. Say, I was on my way over to dinner. Have you eaten yet?
Yes. You know, I didn't know what to do tonight. They're serving shrimp, and with all the pollution these days, who knows what's in those little rascals. I'm going, what should I do, Lord? And I really felt him leading me to go to the Good Earth down by Rosedale. I don't know why. Maybe he wants me to tell the manager about Jesus. He's a hunk.
Who? Jesus?
No, the manager, silly. I'm praying he comes from a good family and has lots of money.
Stephanie, it sounds to me like you pray a lot.
Hey, why not? God is real. God is there. God is available. God is listening. And all that power. Ooh, he is awesome.
And you can pray to him about anything?
Absolutely. Nothing's too big for him.
Well, the reason I'm going home is that I just got word today that my dad's been diagnosed with cancer. Would you pray that God would heal him?
Oops.
Oops? What do you mean, oops?
Well, I really can't pray that God will heal your dad.
Why not?
Well, God might not do it.
But I thought you said nothing was too big for God.
I did? I did. Yes. But healing, well, healing is a funny thing. Sometimes it happens and sometimes it doesn't.
And you only pray about things that happen all the time?
Yeah, I guess. But when you say it, it sounds different.
Sounds to me like it's okay to pray about things that can happen with or without God. But if it's something that's only God can do, you're afraid to trust him.
Ooh, that's pretty heavy. And you're even an unbeliever.
We're getting sharper all the time.
I think we better stop this sketch before it gets out of hand. I need to pray about this.
Welcome once again, Alex Mukulu and Impact International.
Behold the Lamb, behold the Lamb, behold the Lamb, behold the Lamb, reaching out to you to be born again. Today is the day to be lifted on high. Today is the day to be lifted.
Sunday night audiences, Richard K. Allison will shortly be using a word that you may find strange and unfamiliar. In our attempt to be sensitive to the sensitivities of sensitive people and treat them sensitively, we offer you this sensitive definition. Concordance, an alphabetical listing of individual words in the Bible with their corresponding scripture reference. A popular or limited concordance will only list a representative sample of words used in the Bible. An exhaustive concordance is going to list every single word from in to amen.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, a first on Sunday night. For the first time in the history of Sunday night, and perhaps the first time in the history of broadcasting as we know it, I will read from the famous, ever-popular, ever-hernia-inducing Strong's Exhaustive Concordance of the Bible. I'll just set it down here. There we go. I'll be reading from the 16th chapter, entitled P, and the 43rd word, praise. They sang praise with gladness, 2 Chronicles 29:30. Sing praise to the Lord, Psalm 9:11. And sing praise unto thy name, Psalm 18:49. I will sing praise unto the Lord, Psalm 27:6. I will sing praise unto my God, Psalm 146:2. Show forth the praise of the Lord, Isaiah 66. As you can see, I could go on and on. Praise appears to be a very important element in somebody's relationship with God. One verse that fascinates me, and I'll read it from the King James Version.
something we do a lot on this show, as I'm sure you know. No, see, I like the translation here. The image in this version is so powerful, and I believe the idea is backed up by examples elsewhere in the Bible. So just a minute, I'm going to set down this book. I will read Psalm 22:3 from the King James Version. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Oh, wow! Did you understand that? God inhabits the praises of Israel. He lives in, abides in, takes up residence in the praises of his people. That's why praise is so important, I guess. God lives in it. And every chapter of the Bible indicates that it is God's foremost desire to abide in us and for us to abide in him. Oh, you can hear him saying all the way through, oh man, if only you guys would praise me. This is not the King James anymore, you understand? Oh, if only you guys would praise me and magnify me and glorify me. Things would be so much better for you because that's where I can live and work and save and heal and redeem in your praises. Now, I mentioned that there were some stories in the Bible that backed up the message of this verse. The first one takes place in 2 Chronicles during the reign of Jehoshaphat, a good king. When he got the message that about a gazillion soldiers from three different countries were on their way to crush his kingdom, he prayed. And the Lord answered. The Lord said, don't sweat it, Jehoshaphat. I'm going to amaze you and annihilate those guys. When the day of the battle came, Jehoshaphat didn't send the tanks in first. Oh, no. Or the air power. Or the amphibious assault landing team either. He sent a choir. I kid you not. It would have been like George Bush calling up First Call and saying, hey, folks, I want you to lead the attack on Iraq. I already have GLAD, a cappella, Take Six, and Alex Makulu and Impact International lined up. We think you'd be a great addition to the team. I mean, imagine that. A choir. The Bible tells us that they went out ahead of the army. Quote, as they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. End quote. And when Jehoshaphat's army finally got there, all they saw were dead bodies. It was great. Now, I understand that doesn't sound like the end of a perfect day to you, but back then it was a real treat, believe me. And it all started with singing praise to God. God took up residence in that praise and performed miracles. When Solomon built the temple,
sure.
How many remember that?
A generic voicemail message.
A couple over here raised their hand.
Billy West.
The Bible history department here at Northwestern may be interested in talking to you later. No, seriously. Remember when he built this beautiful temple? All they had had for so many years was a glorified tent, and now they had a real temple. Oh, the celebration was immense. There was singing and prayer and dancing, and they were slaughtering animals by the thousands. That was another fun thing back in those days. You just have to roll with me, okay? And in the midst of all of this praise and worship, a great cloud came and filled the temple. God inhabited the praise of his people. It was a visible expression of the power and glory of God. Once again, God came and lived in the worship and praise of his people. In the New Testament, we read about the day of Pentecost. Big day. I don't think it's too much to read into the text that since the disciples were all gathered in one place, as it says, that they may have been in the middle of worshiping and praising. I don't think that's too far-fetched. I mean, they must have been doing something positive that made them such receptive vessels for one of the most dramatic visitations of the Holy Spirit ever recorded. That day when the dust settled, 3,000 new believers were on the rolls. God had come and taken up residence in the praises of his people. Remember Paul and Silas in prison? You're not going to fall for that again, are you? Yeah. I mean, can't you remember that? Can you hear them? Oh, Silas, here we are in prison again. I know this is probably God's will, but why does it have to happen over and over? We'd be so much happier in a shipwreck or something. No, The Bible tells us that at midnight, in a stinky, slimy Roman prison, they were praying and singing hymns to the Lord. And what happened? God came. Yep, there was an earthquake. The gates of the prison flew open. Their chains fell right off. And instead of making a run for it, Paul and Silas told the jailer about Jesus, baptized both him and his family, and the next day they were released from prison unharmed. God came to live and work in and through the praises of Paul and Silas. Let me ask you something. Are you sweating the details or trusting the Savior? Are your eyes on the battle or fixed on the commander? Are you addicted to belly aching or are you daily making a place in your life for the God of the universe as you worship and rejoice and praise?
Majesty.
Sunday Night is a production of Northwestern College Radio, Allison Ministries, and the Refreshment Committee. I want to thank Travis Ludwig, our technical director, Dick Beckfar, our technical supervisor, house engineers tonight, Travis Ludwig and Bill Schell, Kurt Olson and Paul Soiken and our radio engineers, Ken Haniston, our stage manager. Thanks to our auditorium crew, Mike Young and Jay Ann Grindelen. Guest writers tonight, Lynn Barrington of Pasadena, California, and of course, Craig McNair Wilson. Our New American Standard Band, Mike Donnelly, Scott Melchow, Kenny Holman, Jesse Wheeler, Emmanuel Kariaku. Refreshment Committee, Paul Arneberg, Angie Gisselson, Mary Miller, and our singers, Karen Deers, Lisa LeMahieu. Judy Hannestad is our associate producer. The executive producer of Sunday Night is Paul Ramsair. Our music director, Michael Pierce Donnelly. Co-creative director, Jeffrey S. Miller. Thanks to our guests tonight, Impact International, directed by Alex Mukulu. And lo, the angel of the Lord, Craig McNair Wilson. I'm Richard K. Allison. Thank you for joining us tonight. God bless you all. We'll see you next week. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening in this afternoon to the special rebroadcast of the Sunday Night Radio Show. It's nice to highlight one of the previous shows from the Sunday Night broadcast. These shows were originally produced live before a studio audience in Maranatha Hall on the campus of Northwestern College in St. Paul, then broadcast across the nation on the Skylight Satellite Network. The host is the late Richard K. Allison. And we found some of the old shows in the archives, and we're bringing them back as summer radio specials each weekend here on Faith Radio. So listen again next Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. for another installment of Sunday Night. By the way, I encourage you to tell your friends, and you can get some details on our website, faithradionet.com. That's faithradionet.com. You'll find a show page for Sunday Night. Got a few pictures and comments about the show and the performers, and a few excerpts and highlights from some of the shows, including Church Secretary and Honey and Bob Stromberg and more. So check it out online, the Sunday Night show page at faithradionet.com. And then tell your friends, be sure to join us next weekend for another hour of music, mayhem, and some meaningful stuff, too, right here on Sunday nights on Faith Radio.